You found the Teen Bible Quiz Podcast. Looking for motivation and encouragement to become a better quizzer or quiz leader? You come to the right place. Keep listening to join a community committed to the most powerful youth ministry a church can offer, Teen Bible Quizzing. Here's your host, David Phillips.
Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the Teen Bible Quiz Podcast. Joining me again is Rick Hill, the Nazarene Youth Bible Quiz Director for the Mid-South District. Today we are discussing how quizzers can spend their summer to prepare for next season without getting burned out. But before we get started, I want to take a moment to share some listener feedback from episode 1. Charlie says, "I think the podcast was really good. The content seemed to be on point. You guys stayed on topic and the flow was good. I think this could fill a unique space in the youth ministry realm. I'm excited to see where this goes." Thank you, Charlie. Allison says, "I loved it. The back and forth was really good. Good job balancing information for brand new quizzers and veteran quizzers." Thank you, Allison. That's exactly what we're trying to do. From our Facebook page, Deanna says, "Wonderful podcast. Great information to get us thinking about the upcoming quiz year." And Tammy says, "Be sure to listen. The facts alone are super cool." Thank you, Tammy. And thank you all for your support. Please continue to pray for us and engage with us on our Facebook page or through Twitter. And the last thing before we get started, now that we're on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating and a comment there as well. It would really help promote the podcast. Now, let's get started. So, Rick, on today's show, we want to talk about how to spend your summer. And separately, I gave you the topic and you came up with some ideas without seeing mine. I just want to start with anyone who quizzes, no matter how they perform in competition, has already won. So preparing for the next year, everybody wants to do better. I don't know anybody who doesn't. They have achieved the goal of quizzing if they've simply read the scripture. Learning more about the nature of God and quite possibly strengthening their relationship with Christ, that's the purpose of quizzing. But with that being said, I don't know a single quizzer who's ever said that they don't want to improve or do well. Everyone does. Most quizzers think that studying through the summer will help them improve. Have you heard quizzers say that? You know, they finished their last quiz and then all of a sudden on the way home, they're like, "I'm going to start studying next year's stuff right now."
Yeah, I've heard that before.
And what I've done is I've kind of broken down my ideas into intensity levels. You have to decide ahead of time how much time you have available to you during the summer and what can you do with that available time. So I have it broken down by intensity levels. Here's my controversial opinion. Don't study through the summer. You need to relax. You have to recharge.
And the crowd gasped.
Yes. And new quizzers shouldn't start studying before their coach can instruct them on what or how to study. So if you're a brand new quizzer, how do you know what to study and how to study it? You don't want to get too far ahead and pick up bad habits or do things that it's not beneficial for your quiz team. Out of one side of my mouth, I'm saying don't study, but I'm going to speak out of the other side of my mouth and say, but don't stop or put on hold your daily time in the Word. That's not what I'm saying. We believe, at least I do, that quizzing helps you build the habit of spending daily time in the Word and with God, a practice that will hopefully carry you into adulthood. So I'm saying don't study, but to prepare during the summer, I'm saying be in the Word. So with that said, let me go through my different intensity levels, and then you tell me what you think about each of these, Rick. Okay, the first one, low intensity. This one, to me, could be for anybody. If you don't have a lot of time available, low intensity. Read 2 chapters a day as your daily time in the Word. So assuming there's 6 weeks until you start actually studying for the quiz season, reading 2 chapters a day, and let's say you do it 5 days a week. That's 10 chapters a week. In our last episode, we talked about how short these chapters are. 2 chapters a day, you're really spending 5 minutes a day. 5 days a week, you'll have the entire scripture covered in 2 weeks. We've got 6 weeks of summer left. What are you going to do with the other 4 weeks? I suggest maybe reread it. Or maybe on your third read through in a journal or a notepad, maybe you make an outline as you read each chapter, something that you can refer back to, something that might help cement those ideas, the main points of each chapter. Have those written down so that during the season you can reflect back on those. And I'm would say that when you're reading, use a scripture portion. If you've got a quizzing scripture portion, use one that has the keywords in bold or highlighted, if available. If you don't have it, at least use the correct translation that you'll be studying in the fall. And lastly, I will say, as you're reading, read before you go to sleep. There's one particular study funded by the National Institute of Health that says if you read before you go to bed, it helps you remember things better. So that's my first plan for the summer, is a low intensity, just read through 2 chapters a day.
Sounds great. On the third time around, if you're journaling, now you probably wouldn't know this unless your coach told you, but if you're journaling, you can take the passage heads. Every chapter has 1, 2, 5 passage heads. And you can write down those passage heads and just jot down on the passage head the very loose idea of what's going on in that passage. And then you can come back later and just jump through the passage heads and you can pick up basically what's going on just from the passage heads. And maybe down the line, it'll help jog your memory as far as what's going on in that chapter by being familiar with the passage heads that are used in that chapter.
That's perfect. So that's the low intensity. My second plan for if you've got more time available is a moderate intensity level. My suggestion here is to find a devotional book that covers the scripture you're about to study for the fall when quizzing begins. Just know that if you do this, your coach may be using this devotional when the season starts as well. So you may hear it again. In terms of a summer preparation, that is definitely something you could do if you've got a moderate level of time available.
I don't think your coach is going to mind one bit. It's going to benefit you. You've already heard it. You're familiar with it somewhat. You may be able to even speak to the subjects that he brings up because you've already run through them, and they've maybe piqued something in your thoughts that would be beneficial to your teammates. Knowing it beforehand, going through it beforehand, is certainly not going to hurt.
To me, it's an added layer of you've read the material and now you've gained some insight through this devotional, as well as a way to apply it. Definitely something that lays the groundwork for when the season actually starts. So now we are at what I call the high intensity level, and I've got two of these. The first one is my soapbox, memory verses. If you can memorize 2 memory verses a week, that's not a lot, just 2 a week. Now, this sounds like studying. Well, okay, it is. I'm going to break my rule a little bit here. But memory verses, at least in my experience, are a very easy way to be considered one of the top quizzers on your district. Especially this year with memory verses accounting for 25% of the scripture and the questions. Yeah. So it's definitely going to pay for itself in terms of time invested. If you can memorize 2 memory verses a week for 6 weeks, that covers the first 5 chapters of memory verses. So you're not going to learn them all before the season starts. But if you've got the first 5 in the bank, that makes the rest of the season easier for you. You only have to learn 2 a week for the rest of the season as well. If anything, use the summer as a test to see if you are a memory verse kind of person. This helps you avoid cramming during the season and get to the point where you realize, oh, I'm not a memory verse person. This is too hard. If you start during the summer, you would learn that lesson earlier before it becomes too much of a problem during the season.
Yeah, agreed.
And similarly, the other high intensity level is maybe you were already the memory verse person. And I got this idea from you from our last episode. Maybe you want to make the jump to be an according to person this year. Use the summer to test that. The idea here is to try perhaps memorizing the first few chapters of the new material during the summer. See if you can. The first 3 chapters are a combined 51 verses. So if you learn 1 verse a day starting July 1st, you'll have those first 3 chapters memorized before the season starts. By then, you'll know if you're an according to kind of person.
Yeah, agreed. It's not so much to me whether you know that you're going to be an according to person, because there's so much involved in being an according to person besides just memorizing, you know, the recall, being able to make questions and everything like that is part of the skill that's probably going to take you at least half the season to get down if you've never done it before. But knowing that you could memorize a chunk like that you can, you know, if you can memorize a chunk like that and be able to be comfortable with going back through there and being able to pull out verses in that chunk, which is a vital skill to have for memory verse people, I think it does benefit you to start off early and try that out and at least get that part down to where you can say, I think I can memorize this stuff.
And like you said last episode, this is not for a new quizzer.
Oh no.
This high intensity level is intended for an experienced quizzer, preferably one who has experience with memory verses, with memorizing material.
Correct.
That makes this transition much easier. So let me just recap. So I had a low intensity, which probably would be very good for a new or novice quizzer. They definitely could do this low intensity, read 2 chapters a day as their daily time in the Word. You could read the entire material at least 3 times before the season begins. Moderate level would be add a devotional to your daily routine. And then high intensity level would be either do memory verses or try to memorize entire chapters to see if you could do according tos. My suggestion is the way you spend your summer is to choose to do one or a combination of these. But whatever you do, I just want to emphasize this as much as I can. Read with the intent to better know God, His Son, and His will. Don't read with the goal of winning bunches of medals and trophies. That'll come. But the whole purpose of quizzing is to strengthen your relationship and to build habits that last a lifetime. So ponder these verses that you read or memorize throughout the day. Think of ways to apply them every day. No matter if you're reading the 2 chapters or doing those devotionals or the memory verses you're memorizing, find a way to use those and apply those to your daily life. And then you'll be moving from knowing about God to knowing God. And that's the improvement that all quizzers should definitely focus on during the summer.
Yes.
Those are my ideas. I'll let you take the lead from here.
Okay. I've always thought that it's good to take a little time off between when you finished your last season and starting up the first season. I mean, the next season. I mean, there's a reason that school lets out for the summer. You need breaks, not necessarily from your devotion, but from study, just so you're fresh when you get going again. And for me, if you'll take maybe 2 weeks or so before you start studying, find an audio version of the scripture you're about to study and listen to it a few times, you know, casually. Hear it. I've always been told that scripture originally was made to be spoken, and it was passed down in the spoken language. Only later on was it written. But to hear the scripture spoken, I mean, it's a real blessing, and it plants a seed in your head that I think is valuable later.
Where would you suggest people find this particular audio?
Bible Gateway on the web. You can listen to it there. Some of the places that you can buy study material actually sell CDs of the scripture. There's ways to find it.
But you're right. The Bible Gateway on the web is free, but you got to be connected to the internet. But also, I would say the Bible app, which is free, also has audio as well. And that will read it to you as well. So if you're looking for free options, there are definitely those available.
The next thing, and we've already touched on this a little bit, you know, decide on what you're going to study, whether it's going to be, you know, I'm just going to do questions, or, you know, I think I'm going to bite off memory verses this time, or while I've been doing verses, let's think about according tos. I would talk to your coach before you start doing that, especially if it's verses or according tos. Let him or her speak into what you're going to need to pursue to get that. What you're going to have to do to pursue that, you know, study methods, how much time it's going to take. You probably need to know that going in so it can help you make your study plan. You're going to have to understand that when you step up in intensity, whether it's from questions to memory verses, whether it's from memory verses to according tos, you're going to have to understand that it's going to take time. It's going to take effort. It's going to take a commitment on your part. And you've got to be okay with that up front. Yeah, you're going to have to work on it a little bit. You know, it's going to take some actual work to see exactly what it's going to cost. But just know on the front end that it's going to cost you more effort than you probably are used to putting out. So if you're ready to jump in that end of the pool, you just be ready for, you know, having to swim a little harder. Yeah, be okay with that. I would say the next thing is set yourself some study goals. How much time am I going to study during the week? What am I going to cover? What accomplishments do I want to have study-wise at the end of the week? Once you establish what you're going to study, establish your methods and how you're going to do it and how long you're going to do it and where you're going to do it, and just get a routine and understand the challenge of the routine and commit to it mentally. You're going to have to say, that's what I want to do to get better.
And if you're setting the goal for yourself and you don't follow through, you're cheating yourself.
Yeah, that's why I was talking about talking to your coach first, because the coach can give you an idea what you're up against, and that helps you understand exactly what you want to plan for.
You mentioned that you need to decide ahead of time what method you're going to use to study and how long you're going to study each week. One idea that I've come across that I've preached to my quizzers is this idea. It's called the Pomodoro method of studying, where you study in 25-minute chunks and take a 5-minute break, and then study for 25 minutes, take a 5-minute break, and the third break is 15 minutes, and then you start the cycle over again. And when you restart after that 5-minute break, it's like you're starting fresh. So you're not fatigued mentally from an hour-long study session. You've done smaller chunks, and it seems to help with the memorization or the study that you're currently doing.
That's interesting.
You mentioned also a study place, where you're going to study. I agree with that. Set up a study place, and I would add to it maybe a certain time of day as well for that study place. Make it a habit, and that's your purpose in that place. That might help set the mood, for example.
Right. Make sure when you're picking out that place that your sight lines don't include distractions. Go ahead and shut yourself off from the world. You don't want to be distracted when mom drops a pot downstairs and throw you totally off your game. Get somewhere where you can be alone and not be distracted from what you're doing.
And don't bring those distractions with you. Turn off your phone, put it on Do Not Disturb, or leave it in the other room if you have
to.
Exactly. I agree.
Unless you're using the app, David.
Yes. In that case, Do Not Disturb so you don't get notifications. Keep using the app.
There you go. I like the idea of rewarding yourself for meeting your study goals. You might discuss it with your parents. Your parents are a good place to have accountability. If you let them know what your study plan is and say, if I meet this plan, what can I do? Can we watch Netflix an hour longer? Can we go out and get milkshakes? Have some kind of reward system set up for meeting your study goals. And, the rewards can be pretty much anything. Have your mom and dad be the ones that dole out the rewards so you can be accountable for that. And don't reward yourself for how you do in competition. Reward yourself for how well you study, how well you prepare. I think that you win quizzes at home, and if you've prepared well at home and studied well at home, then how you're going to do in a tournament is just going to be gravy. It'll be a positive result of how well you've done at home. So reward yourself for how well you do in your study time.
I love this idea of getting a reward for studying, not for performance. What parent would not want their child to come to them and say, "Well, you help me study the Bible every day and hold me accountable to that"? Who would say no to that? I love this idea.
If you're having your parents work with you for awards, have them work with you in your study time as far as your devotional, and get them to pray with you over your study material, over your devotions. Prayer partner with your parents. Prayer partner with your fellow quizzers. You've got friends. You're studying the same material. Both of you pray about it. Pray for each other. You're at church. You don't have to go to the altar just if you've done something bad. Go down there and ask God to help. You'd be surprised how many people will come and say, "How can I pray with you?" Suddenly you've got an army of good Christian friends that are on board with you to pray with you as you're studying your scripture for the year. And you just can't imagine the blessings that would bring.
And the connections that you are building with your fellow teammates.
Correct.
That's one of the benefits of quizzing, is you are now part of this community of believers. And it's a team sport. Yes, there are individual performance. Everybody has a role to fill on the team, but it is a team. And if you're praying for each other and you're looking out for each other, then that is an image of what it means to be in God's kingdom here on this earth, is you're not alone.
Yes, sir. And one thing I would suggest is make a playlist. Make a playlist of tunes that get you jacked up, that gets you fired up, and use that to prep your study. Get your mind going, get your blood going, get excited, and use that to start your study time.
So if you were a quizzer today, what would be in your playlist?
If I was a quizzer today, I think I would be about 20 years out of date, because my favorite one is the one I used to play for my quizzers at practice all the time, which was the music from Top Gun, Danger Zone. I used to love playing Danger Zone right before the quiz practice started, because I told them, I said, "You know what? You're jumping and it's going to be fast, and sometimes that you're just not going to be comfortable, but you've got to put yourself in the danger zone. The more you fly that fast and that high, the more comfortable you'll be with it, getting yourself in the danger zone." Yeah. And I had that up on the wall in my quiz room. It says, In fact, it's still there. It says Danger Zone. So yeah, we used to get pumped listening to that.
So have they, let me just ask you, have they ever heard that song before you played it for them?
Actually, some of them had.
Okay.
Some of them had.
I don't know where they got it.
Yeah. Unless they were heard their parents play it or something like that.
Yeah, but I looked it up. That song is 33 years old. Does that make you feel older now?
Just there's a lot of things that make me feel older, David. Yes. Now you didn't need to bring that up at all.
So you've made a philosophical approach to your team. So you're telling them they need to take a chance. Is that what you're kind of implying? That don't sit on the seat. You need to get up. You know, get off your seat and try things.
Yeah. And you know, it's a pretty catchy tune too.
Yes.
Get your blood going. Yeah. But if you connect, we connected that with the idea as well. You know, it was an older tune, but they kind of connected with it. I'm ready to quiz, buddy.
Well, you got to wait 6 more weeks before we actually get started. So,
all right. Well, I'll go play Danger Zone.
All right. Well, thank you, Rick, for joining us again as we covered summer plans. And thank you, listeners, for listening to us. Very successful launch, and we're looking forward to many more episodes. You can leave us feedback on our Facebook page or on our Twitter account at Teen Bible Quiz, or send us an email at tbqpodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening. To automatically get new episodes like this one, be sure to click subscribe in your podcast player or visit us on our website at teenbiblequiz.com. You can email any questions, comments, or snide remarks to us at tbqpodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at Teen Bible Quiz. Until next time, quiz out.